Nelson working cannabis, how, do they feed off each other, or do they complement each other in such a way? I mean, just trying to explain how they're both so good last year. Is there a dynamic there between those two that maybe pushes them to a higher level?
Well, I think, yes, definitely. I mean, the relationship Randall and Jordy have, you know, both, you know, personal, professional, on the field, off the field, is part of their success. So they complement each other in the fact of, you know, two totally different players, you know, how they're utilized, but, you know, their expertise of the offense. You see Jordy out there helping the younger players, you know, staying involved throughout the whole offseason. I mean, Jordy's frankly been here the whole offseason. He's been here more than any other player this offseason. So, and Randall's, he's been excellent. He's a, you know, ability to multitask and play multiple positions and so forth. And they're excellent leaders. And but yes, they definitely feed off each other, compete, push each other. And I've really been evident for a couple of years.
Have you seen stuff that you wanted to see, I guess, out of OTAs going into mini camp or training camp?
Yeah, our OTAs are going well. I think the flow of it has been excellent. I don't really feel like we've taking a step backwards. I mean, there's years, they all start the same. You have to learn how to practice as a football team. You have new players. You're doing new things. You have new drills. You have new schemes. You have new language. Some of the periods change, so it never stays the same. So the team has to learn to practice. And I felt the first week that they really got off to an excellent start for week one, and it's just has continued to flow. So we have two more this week, and you know, we have the mini camp next week. So to this point, we feel very good about the quality of work, the amount of work. We went through install number 7 today. Tomorrow's our last install. So after tomorrow, we'll have everything in offense, defense, and special teams. So we could be able to, you know, take Friday and next week to review and make sure our young players are ready to go for training camp. So far, so good.
So, Mike, is next week, is that a continuation of what you're doing now, or do you actually change from a structure standpoint?
It'll change what we do in the meetings, and the number of things that we want to emphasize next week will definitely change. But as far as the competition on the field, it'll be highlighted more towards situations, more move the ball type periods where we're trying to hit all the situations we possibly can and keep giving our younger players knowledge to get into a flow of how it's really going to all come together. So the schedule will change in the morning some. But, yes, it'll definitely be a kind of a review of the OTAs.
Could you give your thoughts on Brett Hundley, please?
Hundley, he's doing well. I thought his last 2 days has made a step. You know, he missed some time there, you know, going out to L.A. I think he's on time. He's obviously soaking everything, you know, up that he can. He's, you know, working with Aaron and, you know, Scott's been a big help. It's an excellent room. So as far as Alex Van Pelt, Tom Clemens, you know, Luke Getsy, Yeager, I think he's off to a good start.
There was a report out recently that Packers were the only team in the NFL that didn't have a single snap via a free agent trade, anything on offense or defense this offseason. Does that say more about the philosophy as a team, or is that where you are comfort-wise with the guys you already have and the progressions that you make?
I think part of it's philosophy. The other part's opportunity. Part evaluation. So, I mean, it's always the case. I think you have to, you know, look at everything, all the opportunities to grow as a team. And, you know, this is the path that we usually stay on. And, you know, whether we're on at 100%, 95% is really irrelevant to me. So I think it's just gives you confidence in the fact of the matter in your evaluation process. And, you know, we feel good about the 90 guys that we have here, but we'll continue to evaluate this 90-man roster and as we move forward these next 2 weeks and get ready for training camp.
Mike, it's well established you guys are in the draft and development program. When it comes down to it, guys like Todd, Bulaga, Shields get close to free agency. Why do you think you're as successful as you are retaining those guys?
Well, for a lot of reasons. I think that, you know, our players like playing in Green Bay. So for a bunch of different reasons. Number one, it's the Green Bay Packers, you know, our tradition, history, the resources that that we have to be successful. I think the way they're treated on a daily basis. I would like to think they really appreciate the coaching that they get. This is the best coaching staff I've ever been a part of. So they see the opportunity to improve every single day. And at the end of the day, they want to win championships. So I think it's a lot of different reasons.
Two more, please.
In what ways have you seen
Yeah, Jeff's developing. He's getting a lot of opportunities, like you've stated. I think he's done some good things on special teams. I think there's some things that specific to his skill level that he's good at and things he needs to improve on. So, number one is special teams. Number two, receiver. He's done a lot of good things going up the field, catching the ball better. Obviously, being in sync with Aaron has been a big help. So, you know, he had the one out cut today. The timing of it was good. We completed it. But he can get better there, you know, fundamentally. So, I think Jeff's really improving. And, like you said, he's got a lot of quality reps with Aaron.
Majority, do you think there'll be any limitations when you get to training camp? Or you think
be? I think Jordy's going to be fine once he gets to training camp. And I mean, just the amount of work he's put into his rehab, and he's been on time the whole time. That this is all part of the plan, how he's being handled these first couple weeks, and how he'll be handled next week.
Mike, you said last year that you thought the offensive line had a chance to be the best that you've had here. Their continuity and the success that they had, what kind of sense do you give to what they could be this fall?
I think our offensive line is going to be better. I really do. But you know, that's why you practice, and that's why you eventually go to training camp, and then ultimately play the games. So, but based on what we've accomplished, the continuity that those guys have in the room, once again, the ability to keep developing the younger players, we're having a heck of an offseason in the O-line room.
Mike, you mentioned starting fast this season a bunch. I think going back to when the schedule came out, the close we got to the end of that. Have you done anything planning-wise, structurally, either mini-camp or training camp, with that in mind? Have you adjusted anything, or is it just more
well, it's an emphasis. I think, like everything we talk about in here, when we're done going down the road of evaluation, I think you either change something, you emphasize it, or you adjust it. So this will be an emphasis. The adjustments will be minor and more of the effect of the approach to the first game. But once again, it's June. A lot's going to happen between now and in that first game. But I have a really good idea of how we want to approach the first couple games.
My follow-up on the Janice question, what makes the offseason, players first and second years in the league, so important for players to play?
Oh, I think year one and year two is the most important year. I know I've talked on it a bunch in here for a lot of different reasons. I mean, you think about when these young men come out of college, you know, they go from college and then all the training that goes in the evaluation, you know, process of getting ready for the draft, if they go to combine, they don't go to combine, the workouts through March, and then ultimately they're drafted, bang, then they're into a mini camp, and, you know, they're thrown into this May and June environment. So it's really condensed where they have a lot of learning. Then they, you know, get to catch your breath a little bit, and then, boom, they're into a training camp, and then they're in for the longest football season of their life. So I just think from their senior year through their first year is definitely an overload of physical, mental, and emotional responsibility that they've never experienced. So with that, they're able to step away from it, and they're able to come back in year two, starting in the off-season program, and go back and learn everything A, B, C, you know, because, you know, younger players, it never stops, particularly year one to year two, because in year one, they're just trying to keep their head above water. You know, they're just trying to let us learn what they need to do. In year two, they need to understand clearly not only what they do, but what the other guy across them is trying to do them, also in how it fits together in a big picture. And that's how players improve.
Thank you.
Thank you.